This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steve Shippey, who we've spoke with before, like, and I was telling you guys, he's done a bunch of work with Tech and with Chris Calico. But Enemy, that was like...
Hip-hop is cynical, rock rap political, lyrics so critical, pivotal. In every syllable, always original. Traitors cut your umbilical, then potato reciprocal, then you lay in my pentacle.
I can see it in your eyes, see right through your lies. Everything you pretend to be, when it comes, there's no surprise. Hazer in disguise, that you are my enemy.
Yes, I can see you. It's really good, man.
I think
successful people do lots of different things, not like jackoffs on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And who's standing around just like waiting for ducks to climb into a dog cage?
So you can Jedi mind check them.
Yeah. Shippey has got a bunch of great stuff going on. One of the great things, Shock Doc, Scream, the true story, man.
Born August 25th in Saginaw, Michigan, growing up in a house reportedly haunted by the victims of a murder, his interest in the paranormal has been a lifelong pursuit. He's directed numerous documentaries on hauntings. He's released several albums on Strange Music, collaborating with the likes of Tech N9ne and Chris Calico, under the name Prozac. And now, you can watch him on the Discovery Plus Shock Doc that explores the story of Danny Rowling, otherwise known as the Gainesville Ripper, that inspired one of the most successful horror movie franchises ever, titled, Scream, The True Story. Please welcome, Steve Shippey.
Hey, Steve, how you been, brother?
Good. How you doing?
Well, I'm not working as hard as you. I'll be honest with you. I'm not really. I gotta start doing other stuff, man. You guys, I mean, you're always doing something, man. You've got the TV shows, working on movie stuff, working with Tech. You got your career. I was just listening to a clip of Enemy again. I forgot how much I love that.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite tracks, too. Definitely love that song. Always love having Tech on a song. Strange Music.
Yeah, of course. Travis and all those guys. Did you see the, have you heard Face Off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
How about that?
How incredible
that?
Was that?
So good. So good. I can't tell you, like, just so happy for those guys and just to see him continually moving forward. And he just did halftime last week at Arrowhead.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah. I was just talking to Travis. It's astounding to see how those guys just skyrocket year after year.
Yeah, it's good. Man, you know, because you like to see good guys win. I feel the same way about you, man. Like, you know, Discovery Plus is not an easy thing to conquer. And you, how many pieces have you done now? How many episodes have you done?
Well, on Discovery Plus, I've got my series Haunting in the Heartland.
Yeah.
Then we released a Shock Doc, Ed Gein, The Real Psycho. And then,
right,
of course, now Scream, The True Story.
By the way, I saw Ed Gein's Cauldron. If it is real, it's at that haunted museum, that Zach Baggins joint in Vegas.
Yes, you know, from being out there in Plainfield, definitely that was actually Dean's Cauldron. So yeah, it's wild that Zach has that there, and I'm sure that's something to see.
Yeah, no, it's just if you ever get to Vegas to see it, it's worth the money to walk through. It really is. He's done a nice job. He's a weirdo for sure, but he was actually there when I was there, and he was doing great weird stuff. Like, I really enjoyed it. He's got those, you know, he was wearing the like Run DMC, like Daryl Mack glasses, like Rev Run's glasses. And he would stand real close to a wall, but there was a mirror on the wall, and he would be looking at you from the side.
Okay, yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I've heard great things about the museum. I definitely intend to go there.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're fascinated by these things, by serial killers, by ghosts. And I don't buy into ghosts very much because all my life I've looked, and I guess it sounds ridiculous to say, since I've never seen one, they must not exist. I've never seen an actual dinosaur either. But I've never felt it. And I mean, I've been everywhere from the catacombs in France to the Sedlec Ossuary outside of Prague. I mean, I'm always interested in this stuff. What makes you believe so hard? You really do believe it, that this is there's still energy, this negative dark energy.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that, you know, I believe that that's the case, and I believe that there's positive spirits, human spirits that walk amongst us as well. I've, you know, had several encounters as a youngster, and so, yeah, I definitely believe. In fact, you know, according to the latest poll, I believe it was CBS, they do it every year around Halloween. They poll X amount of adults in the United States, and, you know, about 10 years ago, that number, I believe, was 46%. Now mm-hmm. it's at 52% of adults believe in spirits, ghosts, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely believe that our energy never dissipates. It reforms, it does something. I don't believe that, you know, I do really believe that, and I don't have the greatest description just automatically available to myself, but I've always believed that our energy, whatever it is we are, it either starts over again, it tries another form, whatever it does. But yeah, I do believe that it doesn't just stop and just cease to exist.
Right. I guess going back to that, cannot be created nor destroyed.
Right. So that includes, if we believe that, guys like the Gainesville Ripper.
Yes.
So what do you feel? Like, what do you think is happening with that?
Well, you know, the Gainesville Ripper case was, you know, it's so incredible. I mean, so what we did was scream the true story. Is we set out to investigate this case, Danny Rowling, the Gainesville Ripper. So Danny murdered three people in his hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana, then eventually went on the run for, you know, reasons unknown. He chose Gainesville, Florida. He went there. He was kind of transient, living in the woods in a tent. And then by night, he would go out and stalk his victims. And a lot of people wonder, what is the parallel between, you know, the Gainesville Ripper and the Scream horror franchise? So essentially, Danny would stalk his victims, and those victims would be college-age women, because, of course, Gainesville is a huge university town. And for the longest time, there was no suspect, no description, no vehicle. Nobody had a clue who was committing these murders. So, of course, on the campus, rumors were running rampant that perhaps it was a fellow student or even a professor. Some people even said it could be a pizza delivery person that would kind of get the lay of the land and who may be home alone. So there was this paranoia of who was the killer, and that's essentially where they got the idea for the screenplay for the movie Scream.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think what terrifies me the most about this world is not the ghost part. It's the real part. The, you know, this guy, the Gainesville Ripper, Danny Rowling, like the fact that he had a real life. He drove a car. He walked around. He knew people. He ate lunch next to you. Like every time you talk about BTK or Bob Bordella here in Kansas City or just any of these guys, like you realize how much darkness really does reside inside of normal looking human beings.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, using the analogy that you had just said, you know, when I was interviewing of course, not everything, you know, can make the documentary because there was so many interviews and so much information. But, you know, I had talked to a gentleman who his fiance was murdered by him. And he truly believes that how that came to be is they went to their local favorite restaurant and they kind of knew of Danny there in the hometown. And they had seen Danny in the restaurant about a week prior to her murder, and he really believes that, you know, that's where Danny had saw her and developed whatever bizarre fascination and probably followed them home from the restaurant. So, you know, going with what you just said, think about these monsters that just really walk amongst us, and these are people that are caught. You know, these are people that have been caught. Now we know their story, but how many people are operating worldwide like this now that and throughout history that were never caught?
Right, right. And we don't know that it is so random that they talk about serial killers that they would say they were going hunting, which basically means they would just walk around the real world, pick somebody, and you're right, follow them home, learn their patterns. Where do they work? What do they drive? Where do they live? And then the plotting starts. And that's at any moment in our lives, any of us could be facing that.
Yes. I mean, it's astounding to think about that. I mean, it really, and I think that's probably why so many people, you know, myself being one of them, you know, a true crime junkie, I think it's that fascination of how could this be? How does a person turn to this? What is wrong with them to be able to do these type of things? And the fact that it happens and has happened throughout history, it's just, I guess it's fascinating in a sense.
It is. And by the way, do you ever collect any murderabilia?
Well, to a degree, yeah. I have a museum, if you will, and a collection that, you know, that has been going on for quite a while.
It's because I've been to the Death Museum in Los Angeles. I know there's one in New Orleans, and it's what is it? G.G. Allen's brother, right? Merle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are super. Like, I've been to both of those or one of those. And I follow all the websites, and I looked at that stuff, and I have a friend who's got some amazing Manson letters. Like, he had collected them for years, a doctor, and he's amassed, it's got to be 4 or 5 inches thick of pages of this giant binder of just some really over-the-top stuff. And I'm always conflicted because I do want, I don't know how to explain it. Like, there's something very attractive about a piece of history, but then I'm kind of fouled out by, you know, playing into it.
Yeah, no, I completely, especially some dark history of that nature.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, a bunch like the Zach Bagans deal, which, by the way, your museum, like your collection, where does it show? Like, how can we see that?
Well, you know, it only shows basically once a year. So I have my own film series under the Haunted Saginaw umbrella. Those are all available on Amazon Prime for streaming. And we launch each and every new documentary annually with a big red carpet premiere here in Saginaw, Michigan, and we have it's a huge, beautiful old historic theater, and we set up the museum there. So it's only something that you can really see once a year if you attend the red carpet premiere.
And
we've been doing that about 10 years. Obviously, you know, not something huge and elaborate, but, you know, quite a decent little collection,
sure,
of different places and objects said to be haunted from some even actually notable places.
Now, I'm super interested in all this stuff, so I may actually try to make it up to Saginaw and see next time you guys do a big rollout.
Yeah, that would be amazing. We'd love to have you.
Steve, listen, Prozac, everybody, I want you guys to check it out. The True Story, Shock Docs, Scream, The True Story, streaming on Discovery Plus, based on the Gainesville Ripper, Danny Rowling. And, man, anything you got, you know, just reach out to us, man. I'd love to see if you get into Kansas City. I'll buy you some barbecue.
All right, Jack Sacks.
All right, you know, whatever you like.
I'll be well.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Steve Shippey, Prozac.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.